Well, good evening, and welcome to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. Just going to start the recording and we'll get going. Well, hello again, and welcome to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. I'd like to thank you for joining me here this evening and appreciate that you're spending your time with me listening to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. My name is Carla, and you can reach me at Carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's RetireWithCarla.com. Or my direct line is 778-835-4032. Now, today I'm coming to you from Disneyland, and it's been a pretty awesome experience being here at Disneyland, and so I'm going to dive right into today's call and ask you the big question: do you live your life in black and white? Is it my way or the highway? It's a saying my father used to say to me all the time. One of the things that I have always done in my life was, well, used to do, was to see things in black and white. And I can remember years ago when I was working in the hospitality industry, my boss said to me, you know, Carla, I sure wish you were a bit like, more like Susan, and Susan was a bit more like you. You see things in black and white, you get things done, you just do stuff. Whereas Susan sees things in a lot more gray and just gets things done very differently. And that was the very first time that someone said to me that I was a very black and white person. I had always thought that everyone was like that. So what that did for me was allow me to recognize that people see things differently. We are not all the same, or we do not think exactly the same. And many of the reasons that happens, well, there's a multitude of reasons. One of them can be your upbringing, what kind of an atmosphere you were brought up in, whether it be long, short, you know, did you live with mom, did you live with dad, did you live with both, did you live with your grandparents? That family interaction is number two. So what were you taught? What was modeled for you? Do you think in black and white, or are you already fairly gray in your thoughts? Do you see things from many different perspectives? Another one of the reasons we see things differently is our education. Even if you have a grade 12, or you don't even have your grade 12, you see things very differently than someone who has a university education. You see something, and then the person with the university education sees things very differently from the person with the master's. So we all see things a little differently. The other thing that impacts us is our friends. Who are our friends? Are our friends doing good stuff? Are they teaching us good stuff? Or perhaps they're teaching us stuff that's not so good, that's not so successful. Who you hang around with is who you will become. So take a look at your friends and decide, is that where I really want to go? Is that what I really want to be? Another way that our seeing and how we think and how we believe is impacted is by our religion. There are many different religions out there in the world, with Christian, Buddhist, many, many different religions. And each one has a different perspective. I'm not saying any of them are wrong, and I'm not saying anyone is the only way to be. We all see things from that different perspective. Now, you may believe that my way is the highway, But remember, there are many, many different people out there seeing things from a different perspective. Socioeconomic status is a huge impact on how we think, how we believe, how we see life. If you come from a world of abundance, then that is what you're going to have in your life, because that's the way you were impacted. That's the way you're brought up. And many other things, stories, situations can impact how we see our life. One of the ways that we constantly reinforce those education, the family, the friends, the religion, is by dragging our past trauma into what's happening today. The story that we had, the very first time I ever went on a roller coaster, was an absolutely awesome experience, and I loved it. There are many people whose very first experience on a roller coaster isn't so great. So they are not going to be the people who are going to love and enjoy the roller coaster, unless they make a decision, they see all those other people, or maybe they hang out with some friends who love roller coasters, and show them that they possibly too could love a roller coaster. So we drag that past trauma into what's happening today. So when you get deep into a project or a task or within your own profession, you're seeing life from that perspective. Have you ever heard a conversation with that a couple of scientists were having? It's like they're talking a totally different language. They may be speaking English, you may be understanding English, and you have absolutely no idea what they're talking about. That's because they have their own language of acronyms, words they use all the time that we in the general public don't hear. I know back in the days when I was in the hotel industry, same thing. We had a whole array of stories, of words, of different phrases that we used to use that people didn't understand. So what language are you speaking? Are you speaking a different language from someone else? If you were to put yourself, like my nephew Reed and I have been here in Disneyland this week, and you're sitting in one of the many places to eat, or you're in a lineup waiting to get on a ride, you are going to hear lots of different stories, lots of different conversations. And you may understand some of them and you may not. But that is because people are coming at it from their own perspective, from their own story. An example I had just the other day of people getting stuck is I was riding the public transit, and I was on the rapid transit train, and it was amazing as I was sitting there watching that people were crowding around the door and crowding around the door, and it was shoulder to shoulder, they were squished, and yet 6 feet away down inside the car was a huge amount of space where you could have been standing and not rubbing shoulders with anyone. But did people move out of that crowded area? Did they say, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, and go past into the area that wasn't crowded? No, they didn't. They just stood there in the crowd. So what was the past trauma or the perspective that they were coming from that they didn't move into that nice, airy space? I don't know. Because I would be one of the ones that would be saying, excuse me, and moving over into that other space. What that made me realize is, what am I doing today, and does it serve me well? Am I stuck in habits that aren't serving me well today? Am I staying stuck in that habit of being crowded at that elevator, pardon me, elevator, crowded at that rapid transit door? Or am I moving back? What is holding me in that crowd? And my belief is that it's just a decision. We can decide to do different things every day. And when we decide to change our mind, we can change our life. Now, how do we change our mind? Sometimes does it feel like you're kind of stuck in where you are? There are, pardon me, the concept itself of getting unstuck and changing our mind is actually very easy. The action, however, is sometimes difficult. And it's difficult because we are choosing to make it difficult. It's simply a matter of choice and deciding what's more important for me. Right now, what's more important? Do I want to go out and buy that new sofa? Or am I going to put that money aside and save for that new car? We make many choices like that on a daily basis. So am I going to focus on that new car and make that tough decision of not buying that new sofa that I really want? I have a quote. Focus more on your desire than on your doubt, and the dream will take care of itself. You may be surprised at how easily this happens. Your doubts are not as powerful as your desires, unless you make them so. And that's a quote by Marcia Weeder. She is a speaker and an author. Focusing on the new car rather than the new sofa, if I had any doubts about the fact of being able to afford that new car, or even if it's just a new-to-me car, if I had any doubts when I focus on the desire for that new car, it makes that decision a lot easier to stick to, and it makes us as human beings a lot happier in the choices that we make. Because what we're doing here is we are planning for the rest of our life. Did you realize that most people spend more time planning a vacation than they do planning the rest of their life? The first step in changing your mind is deciding, where do you want to be in 5 years, 10, 15 years? What exactly do you want your life to look like? Are you happy with the way it looks right now? Or do you want to have a different result in your life? Do you want to decide that your life needs to look different? I have decided that I am building a home-based business, and I am walking away from my slave camp job. That job is not something that will allow me to live the life of my dreams. That job leaves me stuck in the rut. Do I want to have the 40-year plan and get the gold watch at the end? Right now, like you, me, millions of us around the country, around the world, are watching our pensions plans diminish, are becoming smaller and smaller. Am I going to be the person standing at the door in front of Walmart saying, hello, welcome to Walmart in my retirement? Or am I going to have the financial freedom to be able to do what I want? That is why I made a decision that I didn't like what my life was looking like in 5 years. So I made a decision to do something different and started my home-based business. Now, fear is one of the biggest things that often holds us back. And here is a great quote by one of my mentors, whose teachings I'm following, whose workshops I have attended. And the quote is, "Most fears cannot withstand the test of careful scrutiny and analysis. When we expose our fears to the light of thoughtful examination, they usually just evaporate." That's a quote by Jack Canfield. And I have proven that to myself over and over again in my life. One of the things that happened here at Disneyland was going on Space Mountain. Stepping into that fear, getting in the lineup for that ride, walking all the way up, getting in the car, sitting in the car, having that bar lock us in. There's a whole bunch of fear there. But then once the ride started, and I knew that there was no way I could fall out of that car, that I was stuck in that seat no matter what, I just screamed along with everybody else and enjoyed the ride. So it was fun. The fear evaporated. Having that picture of what you want your life to look like is very, very powerful. Having it in front of you. So you take a look through magazines, through taking pictures yourself, wherever you see a picture of something that you would love to have in your life, save it. Look at those pictures every single day. Because what you think about is what you get. And the only person who's going to be able to get that life of your dreams is you. You are the person who controls your thoughts, just like I do. When I say the word elephant, immediately picture of an elephant pops into your brain. However, you control whether or not that picture of the elephant stays there. Or do you decide to think about something different? Many times when I'm afraid, what I do is I think about the end result of what it is that I want. So I am afraid of retiring in poverty. I do not want to be one of those persons who eats pet food because I can't afford to eat real food in my retirement. So I'm doing something about it. So I take pictures of what I dream of my retirement to look like. I put them in front of me, and I know what those pictures look like. So when something comes up and scares me, I can immediately bring those pictures up in my brain. I can close my eyes and I can see the picture of me coming to Disneyland again with my niece, and great niece, pardon me, Aunt Alicia, when it's her turn, when she turns 8. I can see that house of my dreams. I can see me standing on that platform with all those children that we are sponsoring. I can see myself bringing those children to Disneyland as well. Just like you, I am the only person who controls my thoughts. What we need to do is we need to decide. What is it do you want your life to look like in 5 years? Are you happy with what it looks like now? Or does the thought of what your life looks like right now being the same in 5 years just make you sad? If that's you, today is the day to decide to do something different about it. So you take that first step. You decide to do something different. The next step is to plan. What is it that you want it to look like? Be specific. Jack Canfield talks about making a scrapbook, a dream board. You could get a bulletin board and put the pictures up on the bulletin board. You could get a scrapbook and put the pictures in a scrapbook. I have a business coach named John Delemi. He's my strategic business coach. He talks about a construction zone and a dream wall. And that's what I have. I have a dream wall. And there are lots and lots of pictures on there about what I want my life to look like in 5 years. That is my plan. You be specific, you be as detailed as you possibly can, and then you put it in your own face. You put it in your face. You look at it all the time. You think about it all the time. Because having it there in front of you will make all the difference. Going back to the thought, because what you think about is what you get. If you are the type of person who continuously thinks about negative things or bad things happening to you, and you wonder why bad things are always happening to you, or if coming from the other perspective, putting a little gray into that black and white, are you the person who bad things are always happening to? If that's you, step back a bit. Stop and take a look at what it is you think about. Where do your thoughts go? What kinds of thoughts are you having? And if you are constantly going back over and over all the bad things that are happening to you, then you could be just simply creating more and more. So decide that you want your future picture to be a little rosier. And when those thoughts come into your mind, change them. Just like you can stop thinking about an elephant, you control what you think about. And then when you get the achievements, celebrate them. It doesn't matter how big or how small the achievements are. Celebrate the success. Celebrate the success of enjoying the ride on Space Mountain or of driving that new car. Ooh, and then there's a really good one. If you want to really, really know what it's like, go down to the auto store, the car sales parking lot, and get in the car of your dreams. Take it for a test drive. Take your picture in that car. Put it up on your dream wall. Put it on your dream board, in your scrapbook. When you can also have the feeling inside of your body or the vision of what it's like to be sitting in that vehicle looking out over the steering wheel, that's even better. One of the things that they're doing now when they sell cars is when you get the brochure for the car, it'll have a picture in it of the dashboard sitting from the steering wheel's perspective so that you'll know what it looks like to be sitting inside that car. Nothing in life is so hard that you can't make it easier by the way you take it. Quote by Ellen Glasgow. The way you take it, the way you think about it, will be what controls your life. And you can decide whether or not it's going to be easy or whether or not it's going to be hard. Adding the gray to your life and getting away from the black and white thinking is what allows you to see life from other people's perspectives. Why do people think like that? Many, many reasons why people think like that. And having the gray in your life allows you the flexibility of the decisions of taking the easier way, making your life not so hard, achieving that financial freedom, living the life of your dreams. Another one of my great coaches and mentors is Bob Proctor. And I want to finish tonight with something from Bob Proctor. And he says, many people today live their life entirely on the basis of seeing is believing. That is to say, the only images they get emotionally involved with are the ones that they can discern with their physical senses. But the individuals of real vision, like Walt Disney, down through the ages, have always known the overriding principle is what you see is what you get. Expressed somewhat differently, what that means is that the images in people's minds actually precede the concrete images which pervade our material world. Therefore, you should be aware of the fact that a fascinating physical world that we see before us, with all of its conveniences for making lives more comfortable, has been built largely by image makers, men and women of vision who knew what they could do and expected everything else to fall into place, regardless of what the critics said. Remember, you will only receive what you truly expect, not what you only wish for. And that's by Bob Proctor. So building that dream, deciding that you are going to change your life. You are going to add a different perspective to your life. Plan your life, put it in front of your face, and then celebrate the achievements. I'd like to thank you very much for joining me at the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. And I am building a team of dream achievers. It is a process. I have a process for building that life of your dreams. So if you are one of the 5 to 7 people who I'm looking for, who's ready to build the life of your dreams, give me a call or send me an email. Go to my website, www.retirewithcarla.com, submit your name and number, and we'll talk. We'll figure out how you can achieve the life of your dreams. And remember, add the gray. And always have fun. And I'll talk to you next week. Thank you.